Conference record has joined the conference.
All right, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, cool. Looks like we're good to go. I'm Angela Gattuso. I'm with the Grateful Web, and today I have Arlie from Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds on the line for the interview. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Are you on a break right now from touring, or do you just have some free days in between?
Well, actually, we have a couple days of break in Brooklyn, so we leave again tomorrow, but I'm sort of enjoying this day in Brooklyn. It's about 100 degrees here.
Yeah, it's been a little hot lately. Are you just spending time at home?
Yeah, I am. I'm sort of hiding out in the AC and trying to sort of sort things.
Okay.
Because we don't really get a lot of time at home, so it's like, you know, those days where you just do your laundry and stuff.
Right, yeah. It's nice to do that for a change. I imagine being on the road, it's a little bit different of a lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's nice. I mean, it's definitely one big adventure, and get to see the whole country, which is really awesome. So
that's good. You guys have been on tour for a long time now, too. So is there an end in sight, or are you guys just going to kind of keep going for a while and see where it takes you?
I think we're going to just sort of keep riding the wave. We are planning to take a little bit of time off once the weather gets colder, probably near the holidays. But yeah, we're pretty much just chugging along. And that's kind of our plan, is just to keep touring. And sort of, it seems that the more we do it, you know, obviously the farther along we get. So it's kind of just one foot in front of the other, and just trying to enjoy it while we do it. So
that's good. I was looking at you guys' touring schedule. It looks like you're doing a lot of festivals and similar type things, and a lot of those shows are free. So you guys, are you just doing that to get yourselves out there, or is touring something that all of you guys have just really come to love and playing in front of audiences?
Well, I think it's a little of both, you know. We absolutely love playing, and I think that's the first reason why we started to do it, you know. And then, you know, as we sort of saw the responses and people seemed to like it, and, you know, we figured out how to make the logistics work with 9 people on the road, which took some time. But
yeah.
You know, after that, it's you know, we are trying to spread the word of the bird, if you will,
mm-hmm.
But you know, at the end of the day, it is what we love, so that's why we do it, and we hope that, you know, by us having such a good time on stage, other people will have also a good time, you know,
right.
Sort of sharing that with us. So yeah.
Okay, cool. You had mentioned that you guys are going to take a break maybe around the winter. Is plan then to get back into the studio while you're taking a break from touring, or just kind of relax, or do you have new material?
Well, right now we're super focused on Out of Dirt, which we just put out a couple months ago, and
okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're sort of slowly collecting some collecting is the right word, but slowly writing some stuff, and I am the like principal songwriter, and so it's been kind of a challenge for me to try to write while on the road, and I haven't quite hit my stride with it yet. So I think what will happen when we get a little time off will be a lot of writing, actually. And so then after that, we'll start to put plans in motion to get back in the studio. So I think it's, for us, the way that we found it the best to work, or work in the best way, is that we sort of, like, I'll write the songs, we arrange them all together, and then we take them out on the road, and before we like to put them in the studio, because they really, we find that the songs sort of evolve, and they grow, and they get, you know, more meaning, or they get deeper, or they get more exciting, or whatever, as we play
yeah.
them more and more. So, you know, sort of like kneading the bread and getting all the good stuff in there. So, so that's, I think, probably the plan, but right now, we're just trying to, we're being pretty chill about it, because it's like, it was a really, really crazy recording process for Pound of Dirt, because we didn't take any time off of the road. So we were
right.
recording in our quote unquote days off, which, you know, of course, it was like I think it was like 2 months where I sang like every day or something crazy like that, which was a challenge. I mean, it was really insane,
yeah.
But it was amazing and fun, and I'm so happy it worked out the way it did. But I think hopefully that this next time we'll be able to, like, you know, maybe just like 3 weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, but
it was cool.
Since you've been having a challenge hitting your stride while you're on tour writing your songs, do you think once you've slowed down and take a break that you will look back on that and pull inspiration from that, or where do you usually get the material for your songs?
Yeah, I think that, you know, just life experiences definitely inspire me, but, you know, I think sometimes with me, and I guess I get, like, writer's block or something, but sometimes
media
inspiration just comes from thin air, it seems like. So, like, the other day I woke up with a song in my head that was, like, sort of half in my dream, and it was, which is a good tool to use, because, you know, when you're dreaming, it's just a, you know, stream of consciousness, just, like, super free and creative, and, you know, your mind is not, like, worrying about anything, and so that was exciting, because I was like, oh, there we go, there's a little nugget of, you know, inspiration there. So, and I, you know, I did go ahead and write a song out of that. So, so it kind of comes and goes, but I think just living the lives that we do now, it adds so much to the music, and because that's all we do, it's just all music. And it definitely shapes, you know, how we play or how I sing or, you know, what we end up writing. And yeah, I think it's a nice little cycle, you know, like they each feed into each other. So.
Yeah. Before you guys had put records out and it was just you and your brother writing songs and playing together, did you imagine it growing into something this size, or what were you envisioning at the time when you had this dream of becoming a musician and taking your music on the road?
What do you mean, like this size in terms of number of band members, or do you mean like we would be at this point, or?
Both, I guess.
Yeah.
I would imagine, like, it's hard touring with so many of you guys, but you have, like, it seems like you're doing very well for yourself, keeping busy on tour and putting out your records as well.
Yeah, well, definitely, I think, when I was envisioning this project, I knew I wanted a huge band. I mean, I knew I wanted a full horn section, and, you know, and so once you add that, you really have, I mean, that adds, you know, it doubles the size of the band. So, and
yeah.
I was pretty hell bent on that being it, you know. So I knew that was going to, hopefully, if I was successful in finding those members. then, you know, as we go along, I mean, every new little milestone, as small as it might be, it really does sort of thrill me. I don't really have any expectations for anything, but, you know, when I was a kid, I definitely envisioned, like, you know, being a rock star or whatever. But you know, you grow older and you try to put things in perspective, and I've learned to not let myself get too worked up or too excited, because, because then you sort of stay grounded and you don't get your feelings hurt when something doesn't come through. And if that helped to answer the question, just that I do feel sort of like not surprised, because we are working really hard, and I feel like we do sort of, hopefully we earn everything that we get. But, you know, I am definitely like, oh, yay, like, goody, we did it.
Yeah. By the nature of the band just being that large and the kind of music that you're playing, it seems that there's a lot of room for improvisation. Is that something you guys like to incorporate into your live set, or do you usually just stick more with what you have recorded or that sound?
Well, we definitely, there's always a lot of soloing. So all of that is totally, improv. But, and, you know, the boys sort of told me this early on. I didn't really know this about myself, but that they were like, man, you sing the song different every time, and it's really cool because it inspires us to sort of do the same and like to have that freedom and
okay.
that creativity that, you know, and I was like, really,
yeah.
I do that? So yeah, I think we definitely don't, I mean, you know, as far, like we try to play to the audience as much as we can. And I think that just from there, immediately just changes the vibe of the song, you know, depending on. So
mm-hmm.
you might not hear the same thing twice, you know, with us, which is exciting. And I think, you know, with so many people in the band, I think we kind of need that to sort of, we don't want to get stuck in a rut. And we also do want to keep challenging each other and ourselves. And so I think that's a good way to sort of do it. But we don't get too crazy, but hopefully.
Yeah.
but yeah, for sure.
Cool. With there being all of you guys on the road together, do you like to play the smaller venues? People generally do just because they're more intimate, but is that more of a challenge for you guys?
Well, I guess it depends on how small. Sometimes we get so crammed on the stage.
Yeah.
It's hard to fit everybody, but I think it's sort of apples and oranges. Between club shows and festivals, I mean, obviously, but there is something really sort of magical about being super close to your audience and being able to, after the show, really just talk to everybody.
Right, yeah.
Which I really love to do because it's, you know, just meeting all sorts of cool people all the time and there's always a story and there's always, you know, somebody's long lost cousin or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I love that. I think it keeps it super interesting out there on the road. But, you know, that being said, I love playing festivals as well. It's a whole other thing. It's just sort of that feels like a sort of a playground for musicians. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, we're going to set you all free in this little field and you guys just go nuts, you know. So
yeah,
and that's cool because of that reason we do meet a lot of other bands and we get to sort of share those road stories with those people and, you know, so.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
I know that you come from a musical family and all of you guys are pulling in different musical backgrounds and interests. So where do your interests lie or where does your inspiration come from as far as like as musical tastes go?
I'm sorry, that last part was a musical taste, is that what you said?
Yeah, a musical taste. Like what inspires, what kind of music do you, or like from your musical background, your family, or like music that you were growing up with, what kind of music do you pull from and bring into the band?
Right. Well, personally, you know, we were listening to a lot of like sort of, I don't know if you would call it like country rock or not, but like, you know, my mom listened to a lot of Bonnie Raitt, which was huge
okay.
for me. She was really inspiring. And then my dad was really into the band, which was,
uh-huh.
you know, also just like as my musical education went, goes, that was like, you know, 101. and then, you know, to top that off, you got the Little Feet, which I think, you know, you got that sort of New Orleans-y thing going on there. And my dad was definitely into the Grateful Dead, so that was also in there. So I think for me and my brother, we kind of come with like the Americana sort of, you know, bluesy, rocky stuff. And
right.
a lot of the other, you know, the guys in the band, we have a lot of shared influences in that way, but there's also a lot of jazz background for the other players. So
mm-hmm.
they sort of have that, they bring like that different element, whereas Jax and I didn't necessarily listen to a lot of jazz growing up at all. And I mean, not jazz in the way that the boys would classify, but my dad would put on like Nat King Cole or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little Duke Ellington or something. But yeah, so it's cool to see how all these different tastes sort of mesh together and create something sort of new, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, for me specifically, I sort of find my home in those records, you know, or like the sort of the American, in my mind, it feels like my mom and dad's generation of like what they grew up listening to. And that was kind of what stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of a, I think I'm kind of an old lady. I kind of like it. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in my ways, and I have to sort of force myself to branch out. But you know, I mean, it's always a fun little thing to do anyway. But
so, is there any newer music that you listen to now that influences you, or do you just usually you tend to stick more to the older stuff that you grew up with or music that sound?
Well, I would definitely say like certain things that have influenced me. I would say like going to New Orleans and hearing the brass bands there for the first time. Really like Rebirth. Brass band was like kind of huge. And that was, I think the first time I went to New Orleans was like right when the band was like first starting. Mm-hmm. When I was first getting it together. So I think that was definitely influential. Although that is sort of old school style, but it's still, you know, yeah, happening now. But and then like this band, the Wood Brothers, for some reason,
okay,
that like,
yeah,
sticks out in my mind, which is so different from what we do, but there's something about the way they sing and just the style of their songwriting that I was really drawn to, and I'm definitely in love with those guys.
Yeah, they're good. I like them also.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think that was all that I have for you.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking
the time.
Well,
thank you for your time. Yeah, absolutely. You also, it was nice talking to you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. All right, take care.
Thank you. You also.
All right. Bye.
Bye.